Hi there, this is Kate McClanahan, and this is the Sound Advice Podcast.
What I appreciate is it's not cookie cutter. It's not send us X amount and I'm going to give you this disc and you're going to watch it and all of a sudden you're going to be a star and a celebrity doing VO. That's not the way
right.
it is. And what I appreciate is the personal contact one-on-one. When you go in and sit down and have the initial conversation that we had, Kate, it really kind of helps you as the coach focus on, okay, here's where I see your strengths. Here's what we're going to need to work on. Let's find that common ground and go from there. And then in working with the coaching with both of you, which was an absolute delight to have just creative feedback and to work the creative process. And I know that's something that really, really in-tuned actors and actresses appreciate is the ability to have that creative bounce back.
Totally.
One of the big things to really, really stress as people are getting into this process with Sound Advice is it's mm-hmm. not cookie cutter. It is one-on-one, and it is absolutely worth it.
Thank you. I appreciate that because as Sound Advice, what we're really trying to do, probably more than anything else, and Jeff, you can back me up on this, but it's not about us, you know? It's about
right.
the talent. It's
right.
about that individual, you know? I'm not trying to sell you on me or Jeff or, you know, or Chin or Travis or whatever, you know? It's about who are you and what do you bring to the table? And you know, when we do that orientation to begin with, I really want to know how you see this industry and how you see yourself fitting into this industry, because you may not see, you know, there might be a disconnect there. And that's why we start with the orientation. It's like, you need to know who is your target audience? What are you trying to accomplish? And there's a whole education in terms of the career and in terms of the industry that needs to be filled in before you even start coaching, because otherwise it's just wasted random effort. You know, mm-hmm. I'm going to coach and I'm just a hamster on a wheel. Who cares? It's a fruitless effort. It's just exercise. But you're not really working the muscle if it doesn't forward your viewpoint of what you're creating, which is your small business. And you have some idea. That has to be custom tailored. Nobody can do that for you. You can't buy a career or any of that stuff. But, I mean, it's really it's very interesting. I love that you spoke to Skip to both working with both Jeff and I. And I love working in tandem with Jeff because I could make coffee nervous. I mean, let's face facts. I mean, it's just, you know, it's not like I don't mean to be, but I know why an Irish setter chases its tail, you know? It's like, roof, roof, you know? You see it just going around and around. I'm all Irish. I mean, it's no excuse, but sure it is. Why not?
It's a condition,
you know, I'll hang
right.
my hat on it. It's a situation that all of us must deal with. No, but Jeff is so grounded and he's so, he's just so even keeled and he's so knowledgeable, you know, it's like, thank God, you know, I mean, I felt like when I first met Jeff, I thought, oh good, here's a guy who, first of all, he gets me and he doesn't really care that I'm like so erratic and I'm so, you know, I'm the mad scientist, you know what I mean? But whew, I mean, for someone to be able to really have the patience and due diligence to kind of go, well, that's okay. Well, I see all here's the value in this. Here's the value in this, you know, and cut through the clutter. You know, it's great, you know, because again, I'm all focused on the other guy and how can we get from point A to point B and, you know, all this kind of jazz. And Jeff helps really propel that forward, and it's really in part it has to do with his musical background, in part it has to do with his whole savvy with technology, you know, too, but also just being patient and decent, you know. I think also it's because he's a dad. He's got two boys.
That goes out the window after a while, just so you know.
That makes sense. Yeah.
well, one of the things that in to that, let me add on to that, Kate, because it's such an absolute joy to have somebody give you direction or give you a thought or an idea, and instantly mm-hmm. it creates that picture in your head that is just like, okay, I got this. I got it. Bam,
right.
let's go.
Right.
And then there's
right.
that creative synergy and energy that comes along with it. But also, in hand, we can't, by stressing, we can't stress enough the fact that this is a one-on-one coaching. It's a one-on-one relationship between the two of you and the person that you're working with. But
right.
The importance, we cannot under stress the importance of that encyclopedia, because there's it's not going to be you're not going to be able to call one of you all the time. And when one of the great things that you teach at Sound Advice is the ability to self-direct.
Right. Absolutely. I was on a panel a couple months back, and you know, it's so funny because here in Los Angeles, a lot of people will say, well, a lot of talent agents anyway will say, and very high ranking and very, very well known and very visible and really astute and clever people. I mean, they're not for nothing. These guys are pretty remarkable people, but it doesn't mean that they know about promotion or they know about marketing, and they'll be the first to admit that. But usually it's after the fact, after they go, well, I don't know. I don't do that anyway. You know what I mean? They go, you know, if you kind of go, well, actually, here's what, you know, you're supposed to do, blah, 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 according to, you know, that stats, you know, here's what the real deal is. Anyway, these guys will tell you, well, it's great to come into our studios. We have booth directors and all this kind of stuff. The booth directors are recording engineers for the most part. I mean, a couple of them are pretty right. seasoned. There's a couple of them out there who are, not for nothing, are really valuable. But by and large, they've got 25 people right behind you, and they need to get you in and out, like in a take or two, you know? So by that token, the audition has an extremely short runway. So you have to get there pretty quickly. But on the session, you're in there for a minimum of 5 takes, but it could be 55 takes or more. And not because you're not scratching the itch, but because they want options from you, right?
Right.
So here's these talent agents saying, well, you know, they're never on the gig, you know. They're pre and post production. They're not during the production, you know. And they establish the rate and all that kind of jazz, and they know what the value of the job is. But they'll say, well, you know, the beauty of being with our agency is the direction we give you. And I had one talent agent say at the seminar that I was on the panel of, she says, well, I don't know a single voice actor who knows how to self-direct. I thought, well, wow. Then no one's working. Yeah, I know. I was like, really? And so she was saying that how she thought it was a waste of time. And I thought, she said the only person she knew who could self-direct was Don LaFontaine, which I'm thinking, well, he's, God bless him, but he's passed. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I thought, well, so what does that leave the rest of us? You know, we're kind of screwed. No, you have to, in this day and age, it's adapt or perish, right? I mean, you have right. to actually self-direct. And more to what you were talking about earlier, Jeff, I mean, it's just, it really is that, what is needed and wanted of you? What are you looking at in that script? How would you turn the phrase? But there is a process to this, and that's what speaks to our coaching, I think, probably more than anything else. You
right.
know? Can you speak to our coaching, like, as far as, do you apply this stuff still? You know, Skip?
Man, I do. Oh, my God, yes. Yeah, it's funny because I was just going through my notes here today, and I have my 10 principles that are sitting here, and
nice.
They just lay out. I just leave them there. Because,
yeah, I mean,
you know, it's funny because, you know, when you're doing copy, you've been doing copy for years and years and years, but you're doing it in a radio way of like getting through it and trying not to sound like crap. Then, you know, things like alliteration and things like,
yeah.
you know, you know what the rule of threes is, but the rule of threes always applied to punchlines to you. It never really
right.
applied to copy.
Right.
And so in using practical application, and what it does is that when I'm going through copy, and this happened many, many times in the production phase with Jeff, I found myself saying, you know, I needed to communicate what it was I was trying to tell him
mm-hmm.
using the vernacular, using it. And so, yeah, those words and those phrases, those alliterations, et cetera, came to mind, and they were there. They were top of mind.
Excellent.
It really comes down to that, putting yourself into that place and into that position. And I think that's really playing any part, don't you think?
Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, I don't care what the script is. You have to ask yourself, who am I talking? Well, you'll get that. Who am I talking to? Who am I talking to? And it's really, yeah. I think, probably more to the point is, who are you? And why would you say this? What would inspire you to say what you're saying? You know? So, I mean, just the ability to entertain yourself will afford you the opportunity to, you know, find your audience, you know, I mean, that's really the objective. And you know, asking yourself, what am I talking about? Especially when you get tangled up in how you're saying something, you got to dump how, you know, and because the words will become really weird. You become John Wayne or something, a bad imitation of him, you know, of how the words come out your mouth. You just get stuck in your mouth, you know, rather than what am I talking about? What is this? What? Give yourself four or five good descriptions of what the subject is. What is it? What does it mean to you? What is? How does society see it? You know, and not what is the subject like, you know, I think we talked about, that Ever Love an Idaho Potato commercial, you know, where it's it's not round and brown. And the thing is that, you know, we wear that one out for a reason because, again, you're on that session to the point where you're going, I'm really tired of this. There's nothing I like about it. You're going to have to find something you like about that text. You're going to have to find something that you like about what you're doing. And you're going to go, you have to remind yourself, every so often, oh my God, this beat's digging a ditch. But make sure it doesn't sound like you're digging a ditch, you know what I mean, when you're doing it, you know? So, yeah, ideally those 10 principles are replacing all the noise in your head, you know? I mean, it gives you a process. That's the muscle memory delivery that I want you to get into the habit of. It's like getting yourself in a neutral and where are you placing your performance and, you know, all that good stuff in terms of mic technique and all that good stuff. I mean, that's really, I think, the jewels of what we deliver as coaching, I think, is really kind of, is so unique. I mean, Jeff, how did it, you know, when we first worked with you, can you even recall that? I mean, it's been since the earth cooled, but I mean, you know, can you speak to that a little bit? Like when you first came into it?
You know.
With us, anyway.
Yeah. It's interesting because, you know, I started on the other side of the glass, so. Moving into coaching, you know, becoming the talent has been, you know, part of my struggle. You know, that's part of my. We all have stuff we have to shed.
Totally.
And mine was, you know,
20 pounds.
Letting go, 20 pounds. You know, Thanks, you can tell.
That's me.
It's easy.
That's
we leave them in the booth and shut it. Turn up the heat. It's easy. Yeah. That's simple. That's simple. That's a smoker. That's when that. That's when that thing turns into a smoker. See.
I mean, there's a lot. You know, there's a lot of things. I mean, I think, no matter what. I mean. People got to know what you think. I got to know what you think about it when you tell me. You know, it ain't. People get too involved in the mechanics of it.
Yep.
And I think anytime you engage yourself creatively, that's how you solve all problems. Whatever problem you have, you need to find a creative solution. Because otherwise, you're just trying to do a song and dance, and everybody can tell.
Absolutely. You know. That's what makes you valuable.
Yeah.
That's what makes you valuable as a talent. That makes you valuable production setting, you know.
Right. For me, I mean, it was the validation and the ability and the creative license given to open that up and go for it and let it be what it is. You know,
agreed.
I think sharing that point of view, being able to put that pair of goggles on when you look at the world and when you look at the work, that's the thing, you know. That's that toggle switch that goes, okay, now I'm switched on.
Yeah.
You know?
What a great feeling that is, too. You know, when you find yourself in a pocket on something, and it's like, oh, man, this is it. And the more we did it, I keep going back to that Toyota spot that we did, Jeff. The more we did it, the more I just went, no, I want to try this. No, that's not there. It's not there. And I just wanted to keep going. I mean, like five or six takes earlier, he's done. But I'm like, no. But what I
that's what good copy does. Right.
Exactly, and that was great.
Thank
copy.
You.
The
thank you.
The thing that got me, and the this is to any person who's on the fence about doing this, especially when it comes to the coaching and talking about the 10 principles. The one thing that I walked away from as a person who's been talking into a microphone for 30 years, getting the concept, someone putting. You know, proximity, your performance proximity in front of you to where it's never further than 18 inches away from your face. And it's in just that piece of enlightenment was worth the e-ticket. There's just no doubt about it. That to me was probably the most important thing. And then once you start to understand the mechanics of your performance and then really start digging into it, That's the creativity. That's where the fun starts.
Right on. That's good.
Thanks, Skip. That's brilliant. You know, because I mean, like, that's exactly what, you know, we're always trying to do too. If you're not creating in front of the mic, you're paid to have a pulse, for crying out loud. You're supposed to show up, have a personality, have a point of view, and play it. And it's not this cookie cutter crap over and over again. I did 30 takes. I did 30 takes. You're not a robot. Nobody wants you to be a robot. Yes, but isn't there something to be said for consistency? Yeah.
Yeah,
that
boring.
Boring. I mean, really, you're not creating. If you're in front of that mic, if you're in front of that camera, your job as a talent is to offer just a handful of options within the framework of what's being asked of you. It's not about cookie cutter. They'll tell you when they want you to match, but that's certainly not acting. Matching right. is not acting. Yeah. This is Kate McClanahan, and this has been the Sound Advice Podcast. To find out more about VoiceOver and our process, check out www.voiceoverinfo.com.